Anybody got something to praise God for this morning? Somebody said, for all the things he's done. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you would, turn with us to the Gospel of St. Mark. And we want to look at St. Mark chapter 4. And want to look at verse 35. When you got it, just say, I got it. And the word says, and the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And this morning I want to just use for a subject. I promise you're going to make it. I promise that you're going to make it. This morning, somebody has come looking for a word from God that confirms the wishes and the desires of your heart. And right now, I'm talking to somebody to let you know that there's a word from God just for you this morning. Now, I don't know what you've been praying for. I don't know what you've been anticipating. I don't know what you've been looking for. Maybe he told you that you were going to get a better job. Maybe you're praying for God to heal your body. Maybe you've been waiting for God to bless and prosper you financially. And maybe you're waiting for some good news for somebody to tell you, baby, you're finally out of debt. But whatever it is that you're waiting for, God's got a word. Now, sometimes the answer is not what we expect, but he's got an answer. And I promise you that you're going to make it. And right now, if you've been just waiting on a word, tell somebody, I'm waiting on the word. Sometimes it seems like that word gets challenged. It seems like sometimes that something blocks the progress of what God has designed for you. In other words, between your word and the other side, or the manifestation of what you're praying for, there's a gap between where you are right now and where you're trying to get to. But I've got to tell you this morning that you have to fight the fight of faith. And I came to tell you that things will challenge your word, but they don't have enough power to change your word. Here Jesus just simply says, let us go to the other side. And the only way you can get to the other side, guess what? You got to do something. Wish in one hand, spit in the other one. See which one fills up first. See, it takes some action to get to the other side. And Jesus just simply said, let's go. And when you're in the presence of God, there's a guarantee about whatever it is that you're dealing with. See, that there's something about the presence of God that makes a big difference. He does not promise us to be exempt from problems, but he promises to be the divine savior in the midst of your problems. See, that's the reason that David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. And see, sometimes you got to go through your valley. Amen. Everybody wants a mountaintop experience, but sometimes you got to go through your valley to get to where you're trying to get through. Now, I tell you, everybody in here, you've got a destiny. What God purposed for your life. And David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art where? With me. Which means that God's divine presence makes handling situations a whole lot better. Somebody here, see, and just because his presence is with you does not mean that he will withdraw you from your situation, but he will get with you in the midst of your situations. Now, right now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to make it. Don't let nobody rain on your parade. See, the Bible said that strength and honor are found in the presence of God. And when we look at Psalms, the 16th number of Psalms and the 11th verse, it says, in his presence is fullness of joy. See, that's the reason people wonder how you're able to smile when you ought to be crying. It's because I'm in his presence. And see, when I'm in the presence of God, nothing can interfere with my vision. See, I can see clearly now that I'm in the presence of God. Why? Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you think you're all by yourself, just look around and say, okay, there you are, God. Thank you for showing up and being right here. Now, let me tell you something. There are some folk that will start out with you, and they will tell you, you can always count on me. I'll be there for you. But when things begin to look kind of bad, when situations get kind of shaky, when life gets kind of rocky, you'll look around and your friends become invisible. But then I say, God, I thank you. Somebody said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And right now, I'm thankful that I got a friend whose name is Jesus, and he spoke a rhema word to me and said, Rigby, everything gonna be all right, and I promise you're gonna make it. When you got money, you got friends. But see, a real friend is one who's there when all the Benjamin's been spent. And see, if you've got one real friend, you'll discover that they are there when you're up. They're there when you're down. And I can hear Jesus saying, I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. See, he said, I was there. Watch this. I'm finna go somewhere now. I feel pretty good this morning. He says, I was there before you had any money. I see, let me tell you, I've gotten to the point in life now where money don't mean nothing to me. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. He says, I was with you before you got that position. I was with you before you got that house. I was with you before you had the new car. I was with you before you bought some new clothes and got dressed all up. I was even with you when your wardrobe was selected from hand-me-downs. Anybody, somebody been there? But see, God said, I will always be with you. And see, I've discovered that God is God. If I got a pocket full of money, and then if I turn around and reach in my pocket and it ain't nothing but dust, God is still God. And I can tell you, he's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. See, let me tell you about joy. Happiness is temporary, but joy is eternal. And I just came to tell you that you're going to make it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. See, God said, I was with you when you were in the shack. I was with you before you had a job. I was with you when you had to walk to your job. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I was with you when you had to decide whether I'm going to pay the power bill or whether I'm going to buy some groceries. Still, he was there. And he promised, no matter what comes into your life, you're going to make it. See, here the scripture says that there arose a great storm. Anybody ever been in a great storm? See, arose means came up out of nowhere. No warning, no advance notice. Everything went from good to bad, from smooth sailing to rough riding. But then suddenly, you hear the doctor report saying, I'm sorry, there's nothing else I can do. Or you go to work and the job you've been on 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 years says, well, we're downsizing. And you discover that all the security that you had in your job has now vanished to nothing. Had a nice little retirement built up, and then all of a sudden, something crashed the party. Now, I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. You saved and you saved and you did without to get that car that you wanted. And then finally you get that car and then the motor breaks down. Anybody been there? Let me put it on our terms. Somebody said, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But God told me to tell you that you're going to make it. Storms come and they come with no warning, and they are some real, anybody know about a real storm? And see, right now, we live in a place called Tornado Alley. and you learn the difference between a common everyday storm and a supercell storm. See, what happens is, an everyday storm, you might have a little bit of wind, and you might have a little bit of rain in your life, maybe even some thunder and lightning. But now, when the supercell storm came, that's the storm that knocks you off your feet, the storm that you thought that you wouldn't be able to bear. But time out. Can I talk to you about a storm? I'm going to get through in a minute. You'll discover that there is peace in the midst of the storm. And you find peace in the eye of the storm. And see, right now, even though God may not take you out your storm, you can shout right in the middle of the storm. Because say, I know a man that stills the water. And I know a man that calms the sea. But the Bible said it was a great storm. Somebody now is in a storm, not your everyday storm. And see, if you look at your circumstances, it probably looks hopeless sometimes. The doctor says it's hopeless. The banker says it's hopeless. The lawyer says it's hopeless. The real estate agent says that it's hopeless. Your enemies even tell you that it's hopeless. And even your friend will start to agree with stuff that your enemy is telling you. Help me, somebody. But the Bible says their boat was now filled with water. Water filling your boat is evidence of troubles and trials in your life. And when water gets in your boat, the devil wants to drown you. Drown you in debt. Drown you with sickness. Drown you in fear and despair. Drown you in depression and confusion. But I got a word this morning. I don't know if you believe it or not, but the Lord told me to tell you that your boat is unsinkable. Why? Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so you got to tell the devil that, devil, you can't drown, man. I'm unsinkable. See, your word, your destiny makes you unsinkable. See, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What do you do when you're in the midst of your storm? I just go back to the word. And I begin to start shouting. You better tell somebody, I got a word. And I'm coming through on the word. The disciple said, Peter, get back in the boat. You can't walk on water. You've lost your mind. But Peter said, I got a word. And Jesus told me to come unto him. And right now, I'm finna start walking on water. You can look at me like you crazy if you want to. We say, Rigby done lost his mind. No, Rigby beginning to walk on water. Because God told me that I shall be the head, not the tail, the lender, and not the borrower. And he said that I should have life and have it more abundantly. You better start living life, because God has my destiny in his hand. He has your destiny in his hand. And I just came to tell you, I promise you that you're going to make it. A word will do what money can't do. A word will do what education can't do. A word will do what friends can't do. A word will open doors that are closed in your face. And a word will cause things that's meant for your bad to give you favor. I thank God for favor this morning. See, someone said, favor ain't fair. See, I know somebody probably felt that you were going to be gone a long time ago, but I can tell the devil, look at me now. I'm still here. I've been kept by the power of God. It was nothing but his grace and mercy. Someone said they felt that you would never amount to anything, but look at me now. Somebody said, I'm a testimony. Can you say I'm a testimony? See, a word will do everything for you when everything else seems to be against you. And Jesus simply said, let us go over to the other side. See, before I get in the storm, I got a word. You see, God is not a man that he should lie. And neither is he the son of man that he should repent. In other words, what he's saying is this. What you gonna do when you get in your storm? Right now, somebody here feels like you were left all alone. But God is turning those factors into favor. Right now, I'm getting ready to go over to the other side. And if you're going to go over to the other side, you got to change your mindset. Let me tell you something. Somebody, we need to quit having pity parties. Somebody lied on me. Get over it. Somebody hurt you. Get over it. Somebody abused you mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically. However, get over it. And stop holding unforgiveness in your heart. Why? Because, let me tell you something. We've got to learn to love in spite of. Why? Because God is love. Your destiny, listen to me. Your destiny depends on how we react. Now, you can't go anywhere sitting in park, but when you decide to put your vehicle and drive and say, God, I'm getting ready to go over to the other side. Somebody say, what's the other side? See, between where you are and the other side, there's a storm, but you got to get ready to go through your storm. Don't let anybody destroy your destiny. And when the boat filled with water, it began to sink. Somebody right now doesn't realize that the only way to get to the other side is to trust who's in the boat with you. See, when you're in the presence of God, you don't have to worry about your boat sinking like the Titanic. Every now and then, the storm may rock your boat. Water may get over in your boat. But let me tell you, you don't even need a life preserver, because guess what? God is the preserver of life, and he's able to keep us. Got to get to the other side. Got to get to the other side. And when we look at verse 38, it says that Jesus was in the back part of this ship asleep. Somebody said, how could Jesus be sleeping? How can he be resting? How can he be at peace? Be calm, because he's in the same storm that we're in. And the circumstances, tell somebody the circumstances, seem to begin to cause the disciples to freak out and panic. But let me tell you something. The answer is, the reason Jesus was able to sleep is because he believed the word that he spoke. See, we've been quoting scripture, but we don't believe the words that we speak. See, the power of life and death lies in the tongue. And see, the word of God is true, and you got to learn to speak the word to your circumstances. And he believed the words that he spoke. He believed what came out of his mouth. He had already declared that I'm going to the other side. Have you declared I'm going to the other side? Have you made up your mind that I'm going to the other side? See, he was sleeping on his word. He was resting on his word. He was counting on his word, because, see, one of the most powerful things that you have is a prophetic word. The word don't do you a whole lot of good if it's buried inside your dresser drawer. The word doesn't do you a whole lot of good if it's packed inside of a binder. God has a word. God has a destiny. He's put it in your mouth. Now it's time for you to speak it. See, The Bible says in Job 22, 28, says that ye shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. I promise you're going to make it. See, we got to speak to things that are not as if they are. See, that's called faith. I'm speaking in faith because God's word has already spoken it. Got to tell you something tonight too. This morning rather. We got to quit sitting around waiting for somebody to give you a prophetic word. Let me tell you why. You've got to believe in your destiny. Let's look at Ezekiel. In the valley of dry bones. The bones were there. God spoke. But nothing happened until Ezekiel began to prophesy. And the Bible says, and he began to speak word to the bones. And then the bones began to get a little flesh on them. And after a while, the flesh began to grow a little tendons. And after a while, the tendons attached themselves to the bone. And the Bible says, and after a while, things began to rattle. You need to shake up something in your life. The dead stuff, you need to wake up and live. Shake it up. You got to speak a prophetic word to your situation. Say, I shall live and not die. I shall prosper and not fail. I promise you, you're going to make it. See, right now, I can prophesy you till I'm blue in the face. But until you stir up the gift, until you stir up the faith, until you stir up the belief that I can make it, see, something you got to get in your mind and your heart that I believe, anybody here believe? That I can make it. I'm getting ready to close now. It's critical that you make it. Believe it or not, somebody is counting on you to make it. Somebody that's bound is waiting on you to help set them free. And I can hear the word saying, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But I got to speak some word to you this morning. You can't set anybody free if you're not free yourself, because your hands locked up, your feet locked up, your mind locked up. They tell you got some shackles on your feet that's holding you down. Somebody said, what's holding me down, Pastor? Doubt is a shackle that'll hold you down. And see, right now, even though I know that Jesus is in the back of the boat, somebody here still believe that you're about to sink. But I tell you, I'm not going to sink. I'm going to float. And then after I get tired of floating, I'm going to begin to walk on some situation in my life. That's the water that I'm walking on. What are you talking about, Pastor? Poverty, I'm going to walk on you. Depression, I'm going to walk on you. Anxiety, I'm going to walk on you. I'm not going to sit in the boat and let the waters drown me, because I'm like David right now. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. He's my keeper. He's my shade upon my right hand. Anybody here, do you believe that everything is going to be all right? I tell you, I got a feeling. I got a word that tells me everything is going to be all right. I'm going to have joy instead of sorrow. I'm going to have happiness instead of bitterness. I'm going to have some joy. See, this joy. Can anybody shout about joy? Somebody said, how do I get some joy? The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I may not have any money in my pocket, but I promise you that you're going to make it. You might be sick in your body right now, but I promise you, you're going to make it. Anybody here, or you're waiting on your healing? Somebody said, by his stripes, I'm healed. And see, right now, I'm going to make it. Do you believe that you're going to make it? Do you believe that everything will be all right? Are you having to cry right now? But I tell you, weeping might endure for a night, but somebody said in the morning, joy is coming. It's almost morning time. I can see the sun peeking through the cloud. It's almost day. Tell somebody, I'm about to quit crying. I'm about to quit moaning because I'm fixing to walk like God meant for me to walk. Walk in my destiny. See, God's folk shouldn't be walking around here sad because he's your joy in sorrow. He's your hope for tomorrow. Anybody here, do you realize that you've already got it made? You can say, thanks be unto God that's given me the victory. I'm an overcomer. Are you an overcomer? Can do you believe it, that everything will be all right? Somebody said, why is somebody counting on you? Let me finish the story. And when they got to the other side of the lake, there was a crazy man that had lost his everlasting mind that was living in the cemetery. They said that chains couldn't hold him. And they began to bind him, but he would break the chains. And then after they got to the other side, somebody said, there was a stranger in town, and his name was Jesus. Mary's baby, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000, bread in a starving land, water in dry places, my rock, my sword, and my shield. And he began to have a conversation with Jesus. Somebody said, I had a little talk. Anybody here ever had a little talk with Jesus? And he began to talk to him. And Jesus said, what's your name, boy? He said, my name is Legion, which means out of me come many. But God said, I know what your name is because I made you and I know all about you. Now you demon, get out of him. Somebody here, there's power built up in you to release some demons right now. Somebody's counting on you to make it. And if they hadn't made it to the other side, the man would have never been set free. I'm so glad that they made it to the other side. And I can tell you right now, you will make it to the other side. I'm not talking about when I get to heaven, but I'm talking about down here. I'm going to have some joy. I'm going to have some peace. I'm going to have some happiness. I'm going to have some peace of mind. I'm going to have some prosperity because the word said, tell somebody, the word said, above all, I would that you prosper and be in health. I'm finna walk in my destiny. I'm finna walk in health. I'm fixing to walk in prosperity. I believe that everything will be all right. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? God will. God will. God will. Anybody know that God will make everything all right? Have you ever felt that you wasn't going to make it? And you said, God, where are you? Then somebody said, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He showed up on time. You ever been sick? Didn't think you were going to get well. The doctor couldn't do you no good. But then my heavenly doctor, he wrote me a prescription that the drugstore couldn't fill. He said, how am I going to feel? He said, just go by my son Jesus and just tell him, by your stripes, I'm healed. I went on by the drugstore and I got my healing. And then right now, somebody's been in trouble. And the lawyer said he couldn't help me. But then I called on a lawyer. His name is Jesus. And when I went before all the judges, Jesus said, I forgave him. Son, your sins be forgiven. Though they be as scarlet, they're white as snow. And I'm going to take your sins. I'm going to throw them as far as the east is from the west and never to bring them up no more. I don't care what you made up. The judge has declared me innocent. I'm an innocent. He said, I'm justified. I'm glorified by the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. Nothing. nothing but the blood of Jesus. I promise. I promise. I promise that you can make it. Do you believe you're going to make it? Do you believe you're going to make it? E flat. Do you believe you're going to make it? God will do everything that he said he would do. And let me tell you something. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're dealing with. I promise you, you're going to make it. Do you believe you're going to make it? Somebody here ought to have a testimony. What's your testimony? I can tell you this. I've been through the storm and the rain.
All right,
but I made it. I've had heartaches and pain. But Lord, I thank you. I made it.
All right.
There were times I couldn't see my way through.
Yeah.
But I made it.
All right, all right.
Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I made it.
I made it. I've been through the storm and the rain. Oh, I made it. I've had many heartaches and pain.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me now. I made it. Many times I couldn't see my way through. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I made it. Have you been through some storms and some rain?
Have you been through some storms?
You should be ashamed to tell somebody I made it. Sometimes you couldn't see your way through, but you made it. The devil thought he had his hands on you, but you made it. Oh, hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I look around, he keep on, in spite of what you think, he keep blessing me. Every time I look around, every time I turn around, the Lord keep on blessing me. Every time my door is closed in my face, the Lord keep on blessing me. That's why I can say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I made it. But when I see Jesus, yeah, amen. See the one who died for me, the one who keep making a way for me, the one who's got my back. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. All of my troubles, all of my tribulations, all of my knock me down will soon.
promise you, you're going to make it. I promise you. Don't let nobody put your fire out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey. Amen.
Amen.
God will.
God will.
God will.
God will.
Do everything.
All right.
That he promised he'd do. Don't you let anybody or anything let your thinking get to the point to think that you can't make it.
All right, all right.
You tell them, I got a promise. I got a word. And I'm standing. I'm standing.
All right.
On his word.
Yeah. All right.
Unthinkable.
All right.
See, this is what it ought to carry everybody in here. And sometimes the devil will play tricks with your mind. Amen. But you better believe that there is no failure.
All right.
In God. Amen. Thank God for your presence this morning. Remember that on this evening, our praise team will be going to Mount Pilgrim.
Amen.
Praise and worship. Also, next Sunday, we're to share with Greater Grace and Asheville at 3:30. We'll leave the church around 2:45. On next Sunday to share with them. Amen. Look to see everybody on Wednesday night for our Bible study. This time, let's all stand to be dismissed.